Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Good morning. Hey, my name's Christine Byer, and I was listening to your guys' radio, and my school would like to get involved with your Christmas cards for the troops. How do we go about doing that?
It's really, really simple. If you want all the details, like about where to bring the cards or where to send the cards, that's all at KSLX.com, but it's up to you. You know, if you're a teacher, you're a principal, whatever it might be, just make cards. And what we're looking for is just messages of gratitude and hellos to service people who are overseas and can't get home for the holidays.
Absolutely. We just actually had a breakfast for our service members last week.
I don't know if you said it or not, but what school are you talking about?
Well, we work at Learning Foundation, Back to Basics. It's a small charter school here in Mesa.
Okay.
You can count us in, and we'll just probably have our student council bring them down to the station.
Ah, so we might actually get a chance to meet the student government of your fine school.
Absolutely.
Is it going to be a coup attempt? Are they going to overthrow us and then assume the government here?
Absolutely. That's our plan.
Just so you know, we have the National Guard down the street from us. So.
That's right.
Well, that's okay. We outrank the National Guard. We have, our student body here.
Student Council. Student Council actually outrank the National Guard.
Yeah, well, if the hall monitor wears a sash, we're in trouble.
There you go.
Thanks for getting involved. We appreciate it.
When do you guys need these by?
Here's the deal. If you're going to mail them, get them in the mail by December 7th. Otherwise, about December 12th would be fine to bring them down.
Perfect. We're going to bring them on down. We look forward to seeing it. You guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to meet the student government.
Yeah, I've always known one of the sure signs of authority is a sash.
Exactly.
Yep. Authority or beauty. Those are the two things that you either have. Because remember, Mayor McCheese wore a sash.
That's right.
He was the ultimate authority on the playground.
Big authority, yes.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Big head, too.
So there you go. Mark and Neanderthal's $10,000 for the troops. Very simple. Go to KSLX.com. Or you can just text the word SOLDIERS to 77000. All the information on how to take part will come right to your phone. It's super simple.
We have Mark and Neanderthal.
Sorry about that.
How you feeling?
I'm good.
I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling better than I was at this time last week. At this time last week, I was blissfully unaware of the fact that I had a rodent invader in my house. But then after that, I felt miserable for like a couple days. I don't know if I was like, if it was a placebo-induced illness or whatever it was, but I wasn't feeling good.
Psychosomatic
illness, yeah. Well, but I'm feeling good now. Why do you ask?
Well, I was asked because my wife said to me yesterday, we should get our flu shots. And I've never gotten a flu shot.
I don't think I have either. Yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten a flu shot.
Is it just me, or does it seem like every single place you go into is offering flu shots?
Yeah, I know Meineke's offering them. I remember, you can get your oil changed and a flu shot, I think. I think you can get it there at Meineke. I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, for the record, Meineke is not offering flu shots because I can't believe I have to say that because somebody will be stupid enough to go, hey, I heard it on the radio. You guys are giving flu shots.
Yeah, no, I got mine at Quiznos last year.
Right, yes, of course.
Toasty.
Yes, exactly.
No, I've never gotten one, but
I think at Sugar 44 because you should probably get all your shots before you go in there.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like I wouldn't be surprised to see a commercial for Domino's where it's like, get a flu shot when you order two medium one topping pies. Delivery guy comes and does it.
Yes. Oh, the shot, and then you get the flu shot in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. They don't do that anymore, do they? The 30 minutes or less thing. No,
that's not a good thing.
No. You know what they should do is they should do that with the driverless cars. See how that works out.
But you know what the most natural place for a flu shot would be?
The hospital, maybe? Yeah.
Tattoo place.
Oh, yeah. All right. That sort of makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for the needle anyway.
You get a tattoo that says, I better not get the flu.
Exactly, yeah. You know what would be an even more natural place to get a flu shot? Methadone clinic.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Why not?
Yes, all, yeah.
You're not afraid of needles, are you? Hell no!
I look forward to them. How about Arby's?
We have the vaccines.
How about Kevin Spacey's house? You know, you may feel a little prick.
With these Christmas cards, do you guys want them stamped or just bring in...
You don't have to worry about stamping it. We'll take care of that.
All right. So just bring in the cards in the envelope.
Yeah. You know what? If you've got a bunch of cards, you don't even necessarily need envelopes because we're going to stack them all in boxes. But if you want to put each one in an individual envelope, even better.
All right.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right, man. We appreciate it. $10,000 for the troops is in full effect. In fact, if you want information on how you can participate, text SOLDIERS, 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 877-877-0000 because in a matter of 2 days, we have received hundreds of cards so far,
yeah.
Some of which are absolute gems.
Yeah, and Military Assistance Mission will help us get those cards to the right places overseas. But
We should read a couple of these.
I got to tell you.
When they're not in envelopes, they're fun, and we get to look them over. And the ones that we got from kids, kids are awesome.
School kids, yeah, for right. Nicholas. Like, dear soldier, I miss you, soldier. I like to play soldier. How are you so brave? Thank you for serving our country. Will you come home for Christmas? Love, Lupita.
This one goes, this is Branch Pacific. Dear Marine, thank you for everything. And if I were a Marine, I would fail. But with you, I would win. Love, Samantha.
I love that one.
With you.
That is great.
That's a, you know what that is? That's a testament to teamwork is what that is.
You are darn right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's another one. And these are real, by the way.
Yeah, no, these came from a bunch of school kids. I don't know what school, but I have school kids here.
Dear soldier, my name is David. I'm the smartest kid in my class. I'm 7 years old. I love math and homework. My birthday is in May. I hope you have a great holiday. It's kind of an egocentric letter there, but no, that's great stuff. I love it. It's so... they're so pure.
Yes.
You know?
Dear soldier, thank you for saving our world. I think you are so brave. Why are you serving? When did you join the military? My name is Danae, second grade in Arizona. I'd like you to save the world. I hope you have a great holiday from Danae.
No pressure, though.
Yeah. No, I like that's a great one. And Danae, you can't see it because it's radio, but Danae was nice enough to put it on a piece of purple construction paper to add a little bit of flavor to it.
Nice, man.
But good for her.
Yeah, that's the great thing about making, you know, I love seeing the kids' cards that are made.
Right, yes.
You know, that, you know, and we have a lot of schools chipping in, so thank you.
Yeah, so far, this is a lot of fun so far. Yeah. This is great.
And we'll mention a lot of these schools, you know, as we go along for sure.
Sure.
We'll give everybody credit, but let me just do one last one here. It's a little long, so I'll edit it. But
okay.
It's Dear Airmen, very specific. Dear Airmen, thank you for protecting all of the United States. It must be really hard traveling a long time, then war. And that would be hard.
Yes, I would think so, yeah.
About me, I'm a fourth grader. I'm 9 years old. Questions. I have a lot of questions. Here are some questions. How does it feel being an airman? Do you have missile launchers? Are there jets? Do you have a jetpack? And finally, how do you feel about having an opportunity of saving millions of lives? In conclusion, I can't thank you enough for protecting us.
Beautiful. Edwin, again, is writing specific, Branch Pacific.
Yeah.
Dear Marine, I hope you're okay. My hobbies include soccer. I'm interested in planes. Do you have planes?
I love those. Yes, we got planes.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you got. So we'll get some more of these a little bit later on this morning. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, I wish you could see some of these. You know?
Yeah, they draw pictures.
We'll post some stuff. They're just so much fun. And like we said, they are completely devoid of any pretense.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean? There's no agenda. It's just a.
Here's the beautiful part of it. As you know, this show we try to stay out of politics as much as we can.
Yeah.
And you can hate the war, but you got to love the warrior. And when kids are just writing, they all they care about is, hey man, just do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
Kids, they're not jaded yet, so it's awesome.
Exactly, they're not jaded, and it's a fun look at a kid starting a conversation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Very,
yes.
Very good stuff.
All right, soldiers, text that to 77000. You'll get all the information on 10,000 for the troops. You can also hit up KSLX.com for info on that.
Thank you, can name these tunes. It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-second song challenge.
Seven songs in 30 seconds. Here's how it works. You got to guess the titles of the seven songs that we play. The timer starts when the first song's played. When you know the title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct. Then we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling until you get it right or the 30 seconds is all gone.
All right, good morning. Who do we have on the phone this morning?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the radio program. Are you ready to take your 30-second song challenge?
Yes.
All right. Were you listening yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock when Pete Cummings gave you the 30-second song challenge cheat sheet? Do you have the unfair advantage?
I was not listening, but I cheated in another way. I looked online, so I may have that advantage.
All right, you may have that advantage, but I'm not sure if you do or don't. We'll see how that works out. Chris, thanks for screwing up the game for everybody else. Appreciate it. Your 30-second song challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Feeling in the ears.
Correct. Song number 2, and go.
Animal.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Song number 3, and go.
Feel like making love.
All right.
congratulations.
No, thanks, Chris.
No. I don't even know you. You're going to have to buy us breakfast first. There's any chance about that. All right, so now you have the first three songs out of the way. How much time did he use?
Only 5 seconds.
Of course he did. That's all he needed. All right, song number four, and may you flame out in spectacular fashion, Chris.
What the, why are you rooting against him?
Because, you know, he's trying to game the system here.
You said it was a cheat sheet. What?
Yeah, that's fine.
Man, come on.
Why you got to be that way?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's the old Raiders logo, right? The motto that they used to use?
That's right.
All right, Chris, song number four, and go.
Who looks like a lady?
Correct. Song nice. Number five, and go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I don't care anymore.
No, keep going.
Oh, my God. I know this one. I know.
No, you don't. Obviously, you don't.
Losing it.
You clearly don't know it.
Yeah! Oh. Yeah! No, come on. Don't be like that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chris. Oh. I don't mean to do that to you.
Chris.
That's okay.
You knew the artist, didn't you?
It's Phil Collins, and I know it's a big one. I choked on it.
Yeah, that's in the air tonight.
In the air tonight.
Yeah.
You know that's a true story about, like, this kid who was drowning.
I remember I was sitting in the front row.
He went to the concert, and he saw him in the front row.
Yeah, and the guy got up and he left. He just got up and walked out.
It's not what Snopes says.
Yeah. Nice. Well played, Chris. Well
that
played.
That is not what Snopes says. You are correct. That. That's an urban myth.
Nice job. What does Snopes say about Rod Stewart? Never mind. We don't need to know. All right, Chris. Thanks for being a good sport, man.
Richard Gere. Okay.
Yes, Richard Gere. Well, you know, that gerbil has yet to come out yet. He's Gloria Allred has lost his phone number, so we're waiting to find out when that press conference happens as well.
Yep.
All right, Chris. Thanks for playing along with us and being a good sport.
All right, thank you.
All right, be well. So there you go. There's Chris.
Richard Gere stars in An Officer and a Gerbilman.
Oh, no.
Love very, that joke every time.
Very timely reference is what's going on there. But it is a classic rock station, so it's a classic reference is
you're
what's
damn
happening.
Right it is.
I ain't mad at you. Time for us to acknowledge stupidity. It is all around us, which is why we present for your edification, education, and entertainment a little thing we like to call the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
On that same note, doesn't it seem like Halloween was a long time ago?
It does.
Already, this is a Halloween story. You can see it at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page.
It was really only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also at KSLX.com. But this tale just came to us. 43-year-old Sean Barber from Vermont had a hell of a Halloween.
Okay.
Got really drunk at the party he was at. He was so buzzed that when he got in that night, he didn't even get out of his costume. He just laid down in bed and passed out.
That does happen.
Unfortunately for Sean, he was so inebriated that he mistook someone else's house for his.
You know, this is a pretty common thing now, which lock your front door.
I know it. He somehow found his way to a bedroom where he was sleeping, and that's where he was when he was discovered by a teenage resident of the home who called police. Police came and woke Sean up. And, you know, Sean must have really felt like a clown for what he had done.
Because he was dressed like...
as a clown.
Of course.
Makeup, costume, the big red shoes, the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He didn't try to make a run for it.
Yeah, you can't run in those shoes anyway.
No.
You'll hurt yourself.
He didn't resist since he only brought a squirting flower to a gunfight.
Yeah, you know, it would have been funny, though, if he did try to run away. Just watching him with those floppy feet just sort of shuffling along. Would have been hilarious.
Sean Barber... You are the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
That was a beautiful story you just told.
Mark and Neanderthal, we're going to do our Louis C.K. song after 8 o'clock, in case you missed that yesterday.
Okay.
Nothing new on him, just he admitted to being a creep who pulls his thing out in front of unsuspecting women.
Yeah, kind of a jerk.
So weird.
On the other side of that coin, we started reading some letters from kids today. About 10,000 for the troops, which is our thing that we're doing to gather up 10,000 Christmas cards to send to troops overseas, and they have been nothing short of spectacular.
They're awesome.
We'll read some more of those, I think, a little bit later on this morning. They're fantastic. Text soldiers to 77000 if you want information on that.
Sadly, you mentioned school kids. That segues right into a guy who's running for Senate.
The guy from Alabama. Yeah, Roy Moore.
Nothing new on him this morning. I guess
is a creep of epic proportions right there. Yeah. Allegedly.
The rest of the Senate wants President Trump to put pressure on him to drop out of the race, because if the five women are to be believed, this senator, who's now I think in his late 60s or 70s, since at least his 30s, has had a penchant for teenage girls.
I would be a little bit concerned, because there's a report coming out of Alabama, a little town outside of where the guy lives, that he has been banned from a mall. For loitering around young girls.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, the police apparently, this is the thing, he was a district attorney, so he's like the head law enforcement guy for his county, and the underlings, the police underneath him, were given instructions to, if you see this guy around the mall,
just clear him out.
He's to be ejected from the mall. So that's a
bad sign.
That's about as creepy as it gets right there.
Yeah. Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All right, here's all the news you need to know, jammed into the music of Led Zeppelin as Mark kicks it off.
Louis C.K. makes cranberry sauce so sweet and can't wait to show you his Thanksgiving meat.
Really? Really? That's where we went with that?
Yeah, I got it in there.
Oh, boy. So he said, we're finding out and can attest when kid writes cards, they are the best.
They were
so
great.
Good. Yeah.
More of those coming up, too.
Yeah. All right, you want to wrap this thing
up?
All right, good.
Roy Moore's a Senate candidate from Alabama. Don't let him talk to your daughter, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's still all alleged, but, you know, at some point it's a duck.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
All right, this is where we take fake news and alternative facts. We mix them together, and we give you Mark and Neanderthal fake facts. Now, we have some guests in the studio. Eric, you having trouble with your headphones over there?
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on, I'll turn it up for him. Hold on.
All right. That's Eric Bryan from Precision Air and Heating has joined us here in the studio. And not getting anything? He's got
this classic music. I'm playing.
I know
a different
what's happening.
Station.
I know what's happening.
Oh, I know. Very professional radio broadcast. Can you hear yourself at all? All right, no big deal then.
Same thing.
You know, just talk. We'll handle
you. Guys are setting me up early.
Yeah, no. No, it's not an ambush. Don't worry about it.
Well, as we've mentioned so many times before, the Mark and Neanderthal radio program consists of Mark and Neanderthal.
Right.
So we don't have an engineer.
That's
we
right.
don't have the budget for. So welcome to Nerf Radio 100.7 KSLX.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Fisher Price Radio.
We're going to talk more about 10,000 for the troops in just a few, and it looks like Eric Bryan has brought in a few cards for us here. We'll tell you the exact number in a little bit. It's kind of amazing. And Margie Bonds from Military Assistance Mission, they're helping us get those cards to the right places overseas.
Right, so, absolutely.
All those things are true. Now let's do fake facts.
All right, go ahead and fire off yours to begin.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Even though it takes tons of electricity to run, Led Zeppelin has decided to attach a chairlift to the banister so old people can get up and down the stairway to heaven.
Nice. Well played.
I botched
there,
that again.
Yeah, you did it. Second time. All
second
right, I'll try
time this morning.
See if I'm not going to blow mine up, all right?
All right.
A celebrity holiday gift list has been released. At the top of Dionne Warwick's is a Garmin. For obvious reasons.
Okay. She doesn't know the way to San Jose.
Yeah, she's been there.
Oh,
there
Garmin.
Yeah, I see.
Right,
Yes, welcome to the radio program. Yes.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Margie.
That's called the Way Homer because you get it on the way home.
Yes. I guess that's why you call it a Way Homer.
All right, so Margie from Military Assistance Mission is here. So why don't you give us a fake fact, okay?
I wonder.
I don't know that it's fake.
Okay, you can go right up close to the microphone.
Trust
there.
Us, it's fake.
The band Air Supply always had trouble catching their breath on stage.
Nice.
Yes.
Well played there.
Okay.
All right. Eric Bryan.
Eric is like, no pressure.
No pressure. You guys are killing me today. So here's mine. Eric Bryan almost failed his air conditioning service tech exam because he kept misspelling AC.
Oh, see, that's not nice.
This is great, isn't it?
That's nice. Yes. And actually that's actually how you did start, right? As a service tech?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, as soon as I got out of the military.
And now he is a air conditioning and heating magnate.
And
with Precision Air and Heating.
He's also television's Eric Bryan.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
He's on TV more than the local newscasters, this guy over here.
Just turn the channel when you see me on there. Just click the channel.
Yeah. It's all good. Now all kidding aside, with this 10,000 for the troops thing that we started on Monday, Eric got word of it and gave us a call last week and said, hey, I'm going to be heading out this weekend for Veterans Day. Do you mind if I collect some cards? And collect cards you did.
I did.
Yeah. Well, tell us what happened this past weekend. What's going on?
Well, overwhelming. First of all, like I told you guys, we put a Veterans Day event on in Glamis every single year.
The sand dunes,
yeah. Right? It's in between, you know, right there on the border between California and Arizona. And it just started off 14 years ago with 8 guys just celebrating Veterans Day. This past weekend, we had unofficially over 10,000 people show up out
there.
That's
insane.
Organically, the most important thing is organically to celebrate our veterans. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
From eight guys, you said?
It went from eight in 14 years to over 10,000.
That's a lot.
Last weekend. It's absolutely unbelievable.
That's like a keg party that got out of control.
Yeah,
is what
it's
that
like
is.
A high school party that when your parents were away.
Yeah, and so in lieu of that, what I did was I took some cards out there with me to try to help, you know, obviously the 10,000 troops things that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
And overwhelmingly, again, we had thousands of people fill out cards, and we were able to put together a nice-sized donation. My mark was, can I go ahead and reveal the number?
Yeah, yeah.
My mark was 2,500 is what I wanted to try to do.
Okay.
So we had about 1,500, close to 2,000 done. And at the end of the event, I had a school teacher from Town Meadows come up to me. Her name's Laura, beautiful lady, comes up and said, hey, if you need any help going further with those cards, I'd love to take the rest of the ones you have down to my elementary school.
Nice.
And help you fill the order. So they did just that. Last night I picked them up. So all the kids at Town Meadows Elementary and all the people out there in Glamis were able to contribute 2,500 cards this morning to go overseas for the holidays.
That's pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. That's unbelievable.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Kids' cards are great. They're just like nothing better than them. They're so pure.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.